fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of April. The prep ship today, we're going to have an eclipse today. I think everybody knows that. If you got a pair of those cardboard eclipse watching sunglasses, be sure they have an ISO certification number. If they don't, throw them away. Don't look at the sun. Here is that ISO certification number. Listen carefully. 12312-2. I say again, 12312-2. I've been advised that not all these solar eclipse glasses have that certification. If they don't, you're putting your eyes at risk. Do not use them. Throw them away. Do not look at the sun directly. We have with us Sam Andrews. This is Firearms Monday. The website for Freedom Train USA is freedomtrain.net. And Glenn, you were having some comments right before the break. Go ahead, Glenn.
Okay, thank you. Wow, that ISO number is, that's a really valuable tip, John.
That's a big deal. It
gets around. So what one encouraging thing was, because I'm starting to hear out of Christian evangelicals circles, is not to rely on a man, a man or a woman. Don't vote gender, don't vote race, don't vote class, don't vote sexual orientation. If we could get issues-oriented campaigning in the midst of all this personality confusion and all this defamation and stuff like that, get these parties to put their platforms down. What are the planks of the platform? What are the doctrines? What is their stance on issues? If we can get people to look at issues rather than all these other divisive criteria, we might, and if we can, vote someone who holds to those planks of the platform, maybe something can get done. But as long as we're mired in all of this, defamation and mudslinging, we're just not going to make much progress. But again, I like the fact that the Christians say, trust God, pray for the country, pray for the leaders, pray for the ones you don't like, pray for the ones you do like, and let's. Maybe trust God to do something in spite of man and rather than because of him. All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Thank you. Sam, you gotten a response to Glenn's comments?
Well, I know a lot of prayer warriors. Prayer is a good thing. We're supposed to be praying unceasingly throughout the day. But it takes more than prayer. And I remind people of the story. The guy had a wife and three children, and they didn't have fresh water, and they were suffering because of their lack of fresh water. Dehydration, and that invites disease, causes all kinds of problems. God provided this man with a very sturdy, sharp shovel. So he took that shovel out into the backyard, and he stuck it in the ground, and he folded his hands over the shovel handle, and he thanked God for the shovel, and he prayed that God would bring his family water for 3 days. And when he went back in the house, his wife and his children were dead. They had dehydrated to death. Now, prayer alone does not solve every problem. It can solve some problems. But when you need water and God gives you a shovel, dig a well. Mix your labor with the blessings that God gives you. This is the story. This is the story of the Garden of Eden we're talking about here. After the garden, God required men to mix their labor with the blessings he gave them to reap the rewards. So don't think you can just pray, or you can just hope, or you can just do anything cognitively. To be successful, it takes action. And scripture talks about my people perishing for their lack of knowledge. That, by the way, when you get into the root word in the original language, knowledge, does not mean book knowledge. It means experiential knowledge. It means you have to be doing things and learning and mixing your efforts and your labor with the things that God gave you. I'll take you to a third example in Scripture, the parable of the talents. Three men were given talents. One man grew the talent he was given into 10 talents. Another man buried his in the ground to keep it safe. And I want you to read that parable and tell me whether God found favor with the man who worked with the talent and multiplied it, or the guy who kept it safe and hid it in the ground. I don't know where that noise is coming from, but...
Well, I don't know either. It's not on my end.
Okay. So...
Amazing.
Somebody's doing something strange. But anyway, the point is you have to mix your labor, your efforts, along with prayer to solve problems. Prayer alone is not going to solve every problem. That's my take on it.
Well said, Sam. Well, Sam. Well said. We got open lines. Call numbers 512-248-8252. Going to be a lot of challenges this calendar year, aren't there, sir?
Yeah, I think this is the year where America goes away or America starts its comeback. I think we've reached the fork in the road, John. I think we're just about at the fork in the road. And either we restore free and fair elections with paper ballots and carbon copies and we get rid of this electoral corruption in states, or this country gets torn in two.
Absolutely. I agree, absolutely. Well, it's time for people to keep their head on a swivel, isn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, I don't know if you remember January 6th back before that, but I told everybody to travel to D.C. on January 4th and talk to your congressmen and your senators and plead with them to deal with this issue of election corruption, mail-in ballots and all this garbage, elections being open for a month in some states. To deal with this and to deal with these election issues that had been brought to the courts. And, you know, when I was in D.C., nobody was talking about election corruption. They're all talking about Donald Trump. They made January 6th all about Donald Trump instead of about the higher ideals of free and fair elections. It was a huge tactical mistake to make that about Donald Trump instead of about free and fair elections. And some of these Trump Jesus people don't really understand that we have to, as a country, get back to higher ideals and virtues and get away from all this tribalism and all this other stuff. You know, when in scripture, when someone said to Jesus, he implied he was good. He said, there is none that is good but my Father in heaven. Right? So don't put your faith in people. Put your faith in God and put your faith in higher ideals and virtuous things. And let's start fighting for those things again and get away from all the tribalism.
Well, it's about a week from now that the new Obama-sponsored film titled Civil War is released, sir.
Yeah, you think that's a coincidence?
Hardly. Hardly.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Hardly.
And, you know, let's talk about technology if we do break down into a civil war. Do you know that when my ex-wife lost her mind and got arrested at the Springfield Airport in Missouri, she thought she was traveling to a different planet with her guardian angel on a Learjet. Oh. And she got detained at the airport in Springfield, Missouri. I think it was September 5th, 2022. On that day, I asked the police to put out a missing persons report because she just disappeared. The officer told me, well, if you can give me a description of her car and a license plate, I can tell you everywhere she's been in that car for the last 5 years.
Really?
A lot of people don't even know this. We have cameras that film and take pictures of everyone all the time with license plate readers. They have, even in a small town like Lebanon, Missouri, they have so many cameras around, they could tell where every vehicle's been for the last 5 years. They have a record of on their computers. You cannot drive a car with a license plate around anywhere in America now, just about, without them knowing where you are, where you're going, where you've been. Highway Patrol. They have cameras up and down the interstates. You know what else I learned on that day was that the Highway Patrol will not share their camera vehicle travel information with the local police. Isn't that funny?
Well, without a subpoena. Without a subpoena.
Without a subpoena, but they'll share it with the FBI without a subpoena.
Really?
So who do you think got the money and the camera systems installed for the Highway Patrol? It was your federal government.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of interesting when you talk about technology and cell phone cameras, but I don't think people realize there's cameras on all these streets. You see street lights, there's probably a camera in there as well. It's unbelievable the number of cameras and the amount of data we collect about the traveling. And police try to keep that really quiet. But well, if you watch some of these modern cop shows, you know, on TV, occasionally they'll have a case where they'll talk about someone's security camera providing them evidence.
Right.
No. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of cameras out. And all that data is tracked, collected, and tracked and stored by your police departments.
So
we live in a police state at a level people don't understand.
It's cross-indexed, so they can do a search by location. They can do a search by license plate.
Yep.
They do a search by date, can't they?
Yep, they sure can. Yeah, and they had my ex running up and down Highway 5 like 12 times in a 3-mile stretch, just going back and forth. And they said, that's really odd. And I actually used that data that they collected to convince them to put out a missing persons report for her before the 24-hour period had been completed. Because normally they won't do it until 24 hours. They have to have danger to self, danger to others.
Right.
And I asked the officer, I said, is that normal, someone going back and forth on the same stretch 12 times in less than an hour and a half? He said, no, that's not normal at all.
Of course not.
I said, so do you think it's possible that she could be compromised and that's why she's doing that? He said, absolutely. I said, so you don't think there's any danger to anyone else on the road or her if she's driving a 4,000-pound Mercedes and she's mentally compromised? He's like, I'll put out the missing persons report.
Right.
You know, so I used his own information to convince him to do the right thing. But, yeah, it's absolutely amazing the amount of information that even small-town police departments have at their disposal from these cameras. You would be stunned.
Absolutely. Let's see. We got a caller here, Sam. We got Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. They caught an arsonist through his phone. They seen where, you know, going for the fire and seeing whose phone was near, and he tracked him down that way. Caught him down in Mesa.
They triangulate phones with cell phone towers. They can pinpoint your location plus or minus about 30 feet.
Yeah. So when you're carrying your phone, you're being tracked that way also. Then they can coordinate that with your license plate.
Yep. Well, that's how they. That's food. How they. That's evidence that they prevented on the people they arrested on January 6th. They presented the cell phone data that located them at the at the Capitol, and they used that to prove that they were on that location.
Well, you think at the Capitol they probably have some internal phone tracking device just for the Capitol inside the Capitol.
Actually, the security team set up additional devices to triangulate more precisely before the event ever kicked off. The whole thing was a setup.
I believe that. it appears they're cutting their food supply off. Again, working on that, so people better get ready to produce their own food.
I think that's their ace in the hole. If they can't get people to take the bait on these other Civil War provoking issues, I think they'll just start cutting the food off in certain areas.
Yeah, well, you know, the Native Americans had guns too, and they cut their food supply off, and they had to surrender. Basically, a lot of them.
If you don't have years of food and water, you may not be ready for this year. We'll see.
And a way to start reproducing it, growing food or livestock or something like that outside of the system, because all the commercial stuff is all owned by a couple people now. You know, like all the slaughterhouses are in northern Texas, and that burned up. What a coincidence that was. Like Delhart in that area. Amarillo.
Well, I know a big percent of the hog industry in America is now owned by Chinese. So, you know, there's been a lot of infiltration into our food systems and our food supplies. So, a lot of freeze-dried food, a lot of spare fuel to run small, efficient stoves, wood stoves, solar stoves, all these things become very handy.
Right. And, you know, when George Jr., made that treaty with Japan, we can grow, raise chickens here, but we send it to China to be processed. Think they're putting anything in the food there?
I don't know anything. I don't know anything about that, but...
Yeah, that was odd to me. All right, that's about all I got for now.
Okay, Scott, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call number is 512-248-8252. What direction would you like to go next, Sam?
Well, I think, preparation is an important thing. And we'll do that after the break.
We'll be back after the break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll break back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need an Energy Cleaner. Pain issues got you down. You can't do the things you love to do. You also need an Energy Cleaner. Please keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Energy Cleaners, mattress pads available at my website. Keep in mind I offer that 90-day money-back guarantee. I'm picking up a new batch this week and helping people get their lives back. Visiting with Sam Andrews, this is Farmers Money with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Sam, let's talk about what classes are upcoming that have some vacancies.
Well, we have an urban vehicle class Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week, we've got two spots open in that class. And we've also got four spots open in the Stop the Bleed class and four spots open in the Combat Medic course. Now, if you want to take the Combat Medic course and you don't have the prerequisite firearms training, you can sign up for that course. That course will be the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. You just won't be able to carry firearms or weapons during the course. So if you want to sign up for the Combat Medic course and get that type of training, you can do that. You just won't be carrying weapons if you haven't had the prerequisite courses. We have the Stop the Bleed class on the 18th. You'll absolutely have to have that class to get in the class, the Combat Medic course, on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of April. But give me a call if you have any questions. We'll get you signed up and get you going.
Outstanding. Well, these classes take people from wherever they are to where they want to be in terms of being proficient with firearms, don't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I want to talk about water tanks that you can store indoors. You can buy them anywhere from, depending on how high your ceiling is, from 900, 1,000 gallons, you know, all the way down to 100 gallons. 28 inches diameter for a 100-gallon tank. 75 gallons, $277. 295-gallon tank, 42 inches in diameter, $686. 300-gallon tank for $669. So look at the sizes, look at the prices. Go to usplastic.com, and you can buy a really nice vertical tank that doesn't even take up a 4x4 square foot area in your garage or in your basement. And you can store a lot of water indoors very efficiently. Make sure you check your ceiling height. I built a 2x12 platform, stacked two of them, stacked on top of each other with some 3/4 inch oak plywood to set my tank on. And then I put a gate valve in the bottom of it and two spigots running out in two different directions. So I can fill with that gate valve and my large tanks. I can fill a 5-gallon bucket of water all by itself in about 7 seconds. I can fill two of them in about 11 seconds.
Well, that could be literally a matter of life and death during a severe crisis, couldn't it, sir?
Absolutely. And keep in mind, depending on the size of your family, who lives in your household, you need 3 gallons of water per person per day for hydration, cooking, and hygiene, like washing and flushing. Okay? So you're going to want to flush a toilet at least once a day. Generally speaking, in any situations, y'all going to pee back to back to back if you've got a large family, and then you're going to flush one time. But you need minimum 3 gallons per person per day to survive.
Yeah, that is bare minimum, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, that's absolute minimum. So if you got a 300-gallon tank, right, one person can go 100 days with that much water. If you've got a 600-gallon tank, two people can go 100 days, right? So that's kind of the way you look at the water usage thing. And you have to be frugal with the water.
Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, Liz. And we're back. This is Farms Money with Sam Anders, proprietor of Freedom Training USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, I think it's important that as we prepare for difficult times, we understand we have to have a bug-in strategy. How do we thrive in our home in difficult times when the logistical systems we normally rely on break down? And so that means canned food, freeze-dried food, extra fuel, water stored indoors. You don't have to expose yourself and go outdoors to get water. Think about what happens if they turn the electric off from the electric company, if they stop pumping city water or county water to your home. Okay, if the trucks stop running, they're not bringing food to the grocery stores. If all of these things happen, how do you live? How are you going to get the food and the water and the power that you need? Some people have solar panels. Some people have generators. Some people have both. Storing water indoors is a really good idea. It'll get you through a tough spot if there's some violence outside and you're not in a bug out situation, so you don't have to leave your home. keep in mind, there's a lot of options out there. Canned food is not good for a bug out strategy. You want freeze-dried food, lots of it, that you can take with you if you're forced out of your home. What kind of things would force you out of your home? Air that's not clean, radioactive anything is going to force you to change locations, right? Air that you can't breathe, radioactive material, any type of serious biological weapon, all of these things can force you from your home. So you need to have options. You need to make sure that you've got other places to go and that you can take food, water, and ammo with you fairly quickly, right? I mean, these are things that you need to understand ahead of time. You need to prepare for these things ahead of time. Having a good first aid kit, tourniquets, X-Stats, bandages, antiseptics, having some antibiotics that you can carry with you, or any other medications that you may need personally, having a supply of those, you know, at least 3 months supply, all will add up to you being a lot better off than you were if you did not prepare for anything.
Absolutely. Sam, looks like we got Scott in Arizona back for another comment. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, about the water. You should, I live up, I have to haul my water, so you need at least two containers in case one springs a leak, which happens often. And you could reuse your water, like your bath water could be used to mop the floors. Your dishwater could be reused, pour it on plants or something, and make sure you have soaps that are not toxic so you don't get poisoned by your reusing your water. And also you can do rain gutters system to run your toilets. So the rainwater, you can flush your toilets and have a system that way. Which,
yeah, the rainwater is a very, very good thing to understand. Go ahead, keep going, Scott.
That's another thing. Well, rain, you can do a, you know, the sand gravel type filter with your gutter water, rainwater. They filter it, you know, who knows what they're putting in the air now. And you don't necessarily have to drink it, but if you do your sand filter, then you can have a good filter system for to filter it again so you can drink it. And just, you could pipe it right into your house. And even here in Arizona, we get enough water to run our toilets, and if need be, have to take a shower, you know, but you can absorb poison through your skin. But if it's somewhat filtered, it'd be safer. But I use water at least twice, some way or somehow, because I have to haul it. You just don't throw it down the septic tank unless it's human waste. Everything else is gray watered. That's what silver coins work. I got some barrels, and this lady had stored water in her garage with silver coins in it. It was 10 years old, and it was still good water. There's no algae or anything in it. That's amazing. Yeah, but the two containers are critical. They've had leaks, and you don't want to run out of water.
Absolutely.
You know, all the weight of water, you know. Make sure your floor structure can support it. I know people had a 2,500-gallon tank in their garage, and it cracked the concrete. They reduced it way down to 1,000 gallons. So, you know, it's only 8,000 pounds instead of... They had a 40,000-pound tank, and it just about collapsed their building. So you got to be careful that way also. Okay.
Okay, thanks for the call, Scott. It was a great call. Well, Sam, Scott is obviously somebody who actually does this on a routine basis, isn't he?
Well, I mean, you get into it and you learn the details of how things get done, and it's an important thing. Like, we're back to experiential knowledge. That's what keeps you alive.
Absolutely. Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
I'd like to know what are some important information about survival in nuclear exchange, and what are some of the principal myths about nuclear war that are popularly propagated?
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that. My son was a nuclear biological chemical warfare specialist for the U.S. military when he was in the Army. That was his MOS. He's a guy that would drive a striker into a hot zone with sensors on it to tell how hot the hot zone was, take some measurements. And he had a lot of training in that regard. And we had some long discussions about what his training, which is fairly current, what he learned. And so basically 6 inches of concrete and 8 feet of earth in combination will shield you from radiation. Okay? So, and that's why you noticed a lot of people in Nagasaki that were in parking garages underground, they survived almost a direct hit from a nuclear weapon because they had concrete and earth between them and the bomb. Okay? So if you're talking nuclear shelter, the general consensus of the U.S. military is you need 6 inches of concrete and 7 feet of earth to shield you properly. The other thing that you need to know about a nuclear event is there's an EMP pulse that usually precedes. It reaches you before the radiation does. And that EMP pulse will knock out most of your electronics, if not all of them. So your cell phone, your radios, communications, if you don't have that stuff in an EMP shielded area, you're probably going to lose it. Okay, it's not going to work for you. That's an important thing to understand. The third, what I feel is the most important thing to understand about a nuclear event is dust in the air and particles in the air and things that are in the atmosphere become radioactive. They become charged, contaminated, and the direction the wind is blowing will drive that radioactive contaminated material in a certain direction. So the direction the wind is blowing will generally determine who lives or dies. And so knowing the direction of the prevailing winds of a nuclear event and knowing whether you're in the path or not will help you survive. So in other words, like let's say I live directly south of a nuclear plant that's on the Missouri River, about 100 miles to my north. If that plant gets attacked and blown up and there's contamination and it's in the winter when the wind is blowing from the north to the south, I can't stay here. I got to go. If, however, it happens in June or July when the prevailing winds are from the southwest, it's going to blow all that contamination to the northeast. I can stay in my home and be just fine. So paying attention to the wind direction and knowing some of these basic things will help you make the right decisions.
Also, it's also determined whether the most of your contamination is going to come from ground burst, isn't it?
I don't understand most of the statement.
I mean, the difference, there's a difference. Most of your on soft targets like cities, they use air burst a lot more often for that because of the concussion effect is more efficient. They use ground burst for like missile silos and hardened targets like that. So that would be where the bulk of your radioactive fallout would be coming from, wouldn't it be?
Well, the ground burst is going to throw more material in the air than an air burst, but the air burst is going to cover a much wider area, and the path, the wind blowing on an air burst, you're going to have a much wider swath of contaminated material initially.
But it's going to run out quicker, isn't it? Because there's not as many particles.
I wouldn't make that assumption, John, because there's too many small details we don't know, depending on the weapon, depending on the composition of the ground that it hits. There's a lot of variables there. I could tell you this. When we were designing the mother of all penetrators to go into the B-2s, we had extensively, years worth of testing on the delays on the fuse based on different ground compositions. Are we going through hardened concrete? Are we going through sand? Are we going through limestone? We had like 16 different soil compositions that we tested against extensively to get our fuse delays proper, right? So, in other words, it's a lot more complicated than you can really discuss on a radio show if you want to cover it properly.
Yeah, because John, you're a reader. Get yourself a couple of good books, and you can really get an education. We need to move on. Our next caller is looks like Rob in Mississippi. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, John, Sam. Sam, you said redundancy, and that perked me up because I'm a firm believer in that. I'd like to tell the listeners what I have done to give them an idea of what's possible.
Please do.
I installed two 275-gallon tanks into a storage room inside my house that had a cathedral ceiling so that I could get them up as high as possible. I have them hard piped into my home so that when I fill them, I can fill them using my well pump. I'm on a well. And I also put a 110 well pump in. I took the 220 out. That way I can run it on my solar system. If I can't run it on my solar, go ahead, Sam.
That's fantastic. Keep going.
If I can't run on the solar, say you've had a lot of bad weather for a long time, I'll run it on a generator. And when I bought a generator, I bought a tri-fuel kit so I can run my generator on gasoline or propane or natural gas, which I have propane just because it never goes bad. So there's options on that. And the one thing about having the tanks plumbed into the house, I'll have water everywhere that I normally have water. It's just I can gravity feed it. It's not nowhere near pressure that would normally come out, but I've still got water to the toilets, the shower. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I like taking a shower all the time. So
if I'm limited on water, okay, I'm not taking a shower. I'm going to use a wash rag and use as little water as I possibly can. But, man, if you've got that kind of a system, I guess you can take a shower anytime you want. That's pretty cool.
Well done, Rob.
Tell the people, thank you. I mean, things are coming. Things are going to break down, and you got to prepare for it and have redundancy and spare parts, too.
Yep, that's a big deal, and I think you're right on the money. I think that's pretty slick. I got to be honest, you know, my plan was to wash with a rag and minimize the water I used and flush the toilets with a bucket pouring a gallon and a half in a toilet. So,
yeah, and, you know, I'm trying to save labor, save steps. Having a farm, you know, just going out to the chicken coop every day takes time. And if you can eliminate things like that or whatever any time in your life, it helps.
Yeah, that's really slick. I like what you did. I think that's really smart. And, you know, the propane, having a propane tank underground and having a propane generator is a really subtle way to get power if you need to pump water or if you need to keep some stuff refrigerated for a while. I mean, I've got a fairly large propane tank and a propane generator, but I run my house on natural gas from the city. But I can switch over and run on propane if I need to. And that's what happens with an automatic transfer switch.
Giving you options.
Yep,
That's what it's all going to be about in the future, having options, because things
options
fail.
Options and redundancy make you independent of the criminals.
Yes, and of the system.
Exactly.
Hey Sam, love your show. And John.
Great call, Rob.
John, I love your show, and I love it when you're on, Sam. Appreciate it, guys.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate you.
Well, the M1 steel helmet issued from World War II until after Vietnam would hold about 2 quarts of water, and I learned during the Tet Offensive how to take a bath out of an M1 steel helmet. Amazingly, it can be done, and amazing it is. Very refreshing to be able to clean yourself even with 2 quarts of water like that. Let's go to our next call. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Good morning, Fred.
I just wanted to push Professor McCanny
here again. He picked up those new filters, the gravity filters he's using. I've been using an amazingly more dependable than the ceramics I've been doing for years. I can't say enough about Professor McCanny's filters for a gravity system. Either, you know, build one or you could do whatever you want to do, but definitely takes and cleans up the water, makes it very drinkable and good. So that's all I got. I just wanted to hit it up for Professor McCanny. God bless.
All right. Thanks for your call, Fred. We appreciate it. We got our last break. We got a different break. We'll wrap this up.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Sam, got about 3 minutes here to conclude our discussion today and put out the most important information you want to, sir.
John, you know, when I do my analysis on complex matters, I look at a number of detailed things, but I also try to step back and look at the energy and inertia of what's going on. What are the big slices of the pie? What are the big pieces of the puzzle? And what direction are they moving? And when I look at what's happening in America, the corruption of our elections, the World Economic Forum and their stated goals, and I look at the American actors that are participating in that, including the governor of Texas, right? I get very worried about the United States. But I think it's really important that we don't overreact, that we don't get paranoid, that we see things for exactly what they are. And I've said this before, but I had a very intelligent friend named Mike who owned his own software programming company. This guy had a super high IQ. And he got the chance to talk with another friend of mine who was a Navy SEAL. He was in Dev Group, 23 years in Naval Special Operations. His name was Mark Karachi. And Mike asked Mark a question. He said, what's the most important attribute to the survival of a warrior? And Mark didn't even blink. He answered immediately. He said, objectivity. He said, without objectivity, without humility, without objectivity and humility, you won't see things for what they actually are. You have to objectively see exactly what's going on, recognize it for what it is, acknowledge it immediately, and make the right decision. And you know, Mark's a warrior beyond my skill and experience, and probably one of the greatest warriors in the history of the United States. So I give great deference to what Mark says. When Mark speaks, Command Master Chiefs of SEAL teams listen. So I think his comments are well taken, and I think we should pay attention to these kinds of things. We cannot be paranoid. We can't overreact to the very first piece of information we get. It might be propaganda, it might be misleading. We can't make things more than they are. We cannot make things less than they are. We have to see them for exactly what they are with all humility and objectivity, and then make the right choices.
That's correct, and that's great advice. And I try to have that attitude anytime I come to Freedom Center myself, to be open and ready to absorb all the new information and not think that what I know is better than what I'm about to find out.
I hear you, John. Well, John, I appreciate you. Thanks for having me on. Let freedom ring, and hopefully I'll catch you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Have a great week, Sam.
You too. Thank you, brother.
All right. That's it for the day. We got an eclipse coming up. Once again, be sure if you got some of those cardboard glasses that they have the following number on it. It's a code, that a certification code, ISO certification code, 12312-2. I say again, 12312-2. If you don't have that certification, don't use them. Your Max supplies, your energy, clean, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri, large, beautiful state of Texas, and even the beautiful state of Missouri. God bless the United States of America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.